Lone Star Brahma Hockey on KATX. Listen all season as we bring you up to date on all things Brahmas. Interviews with coaches, players, and more featuring in-depth details about previous games as well as upcoming matchups. It's Lone Star Brahma Hockey with your host, Matthew Householder.
On the line with us now from the Lone Star Brahmas Hockey Organization is Assistant Coach Jeff Potter.
Yep.
Assistant Coach Potter, how have things been going with the Brahmas so far this season?
Good. We've had a handful of practices now. We're, obviously some new players here getting to know each other. The coaches are getting to know the players. I think we're headed in the right direction.
Well, originally we were supposed to talk with Coach Wildfong, but due to, I would assume, him yelling during practice and losing his voice, that's why we're not able to.
He struggled with his voice yesterday. All of a sudden it went on him. So it happens every once in a while to the best of us pretty early in the year. So.
No doubt about it. But it gives us the opportunity to speak with you. And you know what? For our listeners out there, I really want them to kind of get a feel of who we're talking with. So if you could, tell us a little bit about your history throughout hockey.
Sure. I grew up playing in Pittsburgh. I played at the junior level in the USHL out in the Minnesota area. Then went to Colgate University. Me and Dan played there together for three of my 4 years. And I then went on and played some minor pro in the East Coast League. I also played a couple years in the Central League, which is a league before where Brahmas used to be in. So I'm familiar with the area. I actually lived down here and played a year in Corpus Christi and also a year in El Paso. So I've been to Texas before. And then when I quit playing, I went back to Pittsburgh and coached at the youth level there. You know, ages from all the way up from 12 to 17. I've had a number of my former players that have been drafted in the NHL. I've had, actually had one kid that won the Stanley Cup last year on the Blackhawks, so that was kind of a fun thing to see one of your former players achieve that level at a young age at only 20 years old. So
I'm just going to use that as a transition because those 20-year-old kids, that's what you're seeing more and more of throughout the NHL. Big names. You know, Tyler Seguin just got signed with Dallas Stars, and they're extremely excited about that because he's 20 years old, hasn't reached his full potential yet, but that's what we're dealing with the NAHL, and a lot of people going into this were a little bit worried that this was going to be a downgraded level of play. However, definitely not the case. You're seeing kids that are just reaching up to their expectations and getting to their levels of prime.
Yeah, absolutely. This is obviously these are kids on the way up, you know, and because of that, you see a lot more hunger in the players sometimes. You know, and those kind of things. And the kids are obviously, the coach, it's fun, they're willing to learn. But I think from a fan standpoint, there's a lot more energy to the game probably. You know, like I said, it's younger kids, so a lot of times more approachable. Your kids may identify with them more because they may be closer to their age, that kind of thing.
And the thing that I love being able to see, especially with some of the younger players, are not necessarily the fist fight, but the fight and drive inside of them to make a name for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt. These kids are battling, you know, for college scholarships, and whether it's now or later, attention from the NHL and professional ranks. So, yeah, I mean, it's an exciting age to coach because the kids want to learn, they want to get better, and if they didn't, they wouldn't be here, you know. And I think for the average fan, you can see that, you know, in junior hockey, it's pretty popular. I think that's a big reason why.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, moving on now, the roster cuts have been made, and you officially have your full roster, correct?
That is correct. We have a 25-man roster today.
It's awesome to hear. I know that the main camp went over very well. You had a lot of people come out, do some of the tryouts and things like that. But as far as the actual players that have made the roster, let's talk about a few of them.
Sure. You know, some of the guys I know that we brought in, well, let me start with this. We have some very good returning players. Okay, we had a great group of defensemen that came back. We actually have five returning defensemen. I know Coach Wildfong and I've been really impressed with that group. You know, so I expect a lot of leadership and, you know, on and off the ice from that group. Guys like Anthony Musso, Alexei Solovyev is a Russian-born player who's lived in the Dallas area here for the last few years, very talented defenseman. You know, up front, we had some guys we brought in from other leagues. I know a guy that played for me when he was younger at Pittsburgh named Matt Lasson was a captain of the Bay State Breakers in the Eastern Junior League, which is a league that's probably a similar level of play to the North American League. He's an all-star in that league last year, so he'll be a guy that we're looking forward to do some scoring for us. You know, in net, we had two younger guys with us, and also we had the chance to pick up a Swedish goaltender named Mattias Söderqvist, who looked really good. You know, he has a lot of interest from higher levels at this point. He played at a high level in Europe, played in the Super League in Sweden 2 years ago. He played some lower division pro last year, even over there. So, you know, some of the guys that, you know, my Rhino fans obviously will be seeing, and hopefully we all expect big things from as the year moves forward here. So.
You know, it's one of the coolest things to see across any hockey organization that you watch. You always have, you know, somebody from a European country, Canadians, Americans, all just combined onto one team, no matter what team you're looking at.
Yep. You know, well, in our league, too, unlike the pro league, we have an import limit. So we're only allowed to have four. So we have a couple Canadians. We have a Swedish kid. We have another European coming today from the Czech Republic. So, yeah, there is a little bit of a different element to that. And a lot of those times you get those kids at these levels because they're aiming to, you know, make their name in North America, whether it's in the collegiate or the professional ranks.
Well, coming up this weekend, you actually have two games ahead. First one on Friday night beginning around 7, and then the second one coming up on Saturday at 1 o'clock. And, of course, these are just exhibition games, getting things, figuring out where your strengths, where your weaknesses are. How do you feel on offense and defense? Are y'all feeling comfortable? Are you worried on any aspects?
Well, you know, you hear this phrase used a lot. Everyone's got a plan until you get punched in the face, right?
Right.
So, we'll see what happens. I think obviously there's been a learning curve for our guys this week, getting our systems down and things like that. That'll be a work in progress as it goes forward. So I think Coach Wildfong and myself are curious to see where we're at with that. You know, and until you go against a real live opponent, it's not, you know, you never quite know. You know, obviously we'll have different guys in different positions than they might be in during the year over the weekend, so it's a chance for some guys to do some different things. Like I said, well, I'm as excited as the fans are to see it probably, you know. So we've been doing paperwork for a month and a half, so it's time to excited to get some hockey going for once.
Well, one of the biggest things I'm excited about is, you know, seeing some of these defensive guys coming around. Last year, and you can't help but make the comparison, the Fort Worth Brahmas last year didn't have a whole lot of really sizable guys on the defensive side. But already this year, Coach Dan Wildfong, when we talked to him, said that y'all got a 6'5" guy that can actually skate.
We have a couple bigger guys, and Mitch Mueller and Nick Blaze, and certainly I think are the big classic kind of stay-at-home defensemen. I think they'll work nicely, like I said, with some of the guys I mentioned before, like Anthony Musso and Alexi Solovio. They're guys who probably could do a little more offensively from the back end, but, you know, you kind of need both. When you only have one or the other, then you tend to get yourself in trouble a little bit, you know.
It's right.
Like, Brahmas had, you know, one guy last year, and, you know, like I said, it takes all different kinds to make a good team, you know. So I think that all those guys bring different elements. And whether it's a physical or a defensive player or creating offense from that position, that, you know, like I said, you need all kinds, and I think we have a good mix back there.
Couldn't have been said better, because you have to have the combination of the size, you have to have the combination of the speed and the skill. And as of right now, everything that I've heard from your mouth, from Coach Dan Wildfong's mouth, the Lone Star Brahmas are looking toward a great year this year.
Yeah, we're certainly very excited. You know, we obviously, you know, it's a new league for this organization over there. The name, I guess, I would say. You know, it's an exciting time. We're ready to drop the puck. I know our players are probably going to be ready by Friday for sure, after hearing me and Dan's voice all week. So, obviously, you know what happened to Dan's voice, right? So,
right.
Like I said, I think we're all excited, you know, to get things going this weekend. Obviously, like I said, there are exhibition games, and we have regular season games starting the following weekend. So.
Well, we are excited about it, and if you are interested in tickets, Nitech Sports Arena in North Richland Hills, you can actually get them online at LoneStarBrahmas.com. Again, that's LoneStarBrahmas.com, or find them on Facebook, Lone Star Brahmas. Also, this, along with any other audio that we have done throughout the Brahma Talk segments, can be found at LoneStarBrahmas.com. So, Coach Jeff Potter, the assistant coach of the Fort Worth Brahmas, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, no problem.
Thanks for tuning in for Lone Star Brahma Hockey.
There we go.
Continue to listen all season for details of games directly from the players and coaches.
Go, bud, let's go. Come on, boys, get that net. Come on, boys.
To listen to this episode or previous, head over to LoneStarBrahmas.com or find them on Facebook.
Yeah, baby.
Lone Star Brahmas on KATX.